It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to note today. Apple in negotiations to power Siri with Google's Gemini AI in their upcoming iPhone OS. Some use cases for AI in healthcare, marketing, sports, and politics. And Ingram Micro eyes an $8 billion IPO with Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley for April launch. This is the Business of Tech. As we approach March 31st, it's time to mark your calendar for World Backup Day. Since 2011, this global event has served as an annual reminder for customers to prioritize data protection. As an MSP, it also presents a golden opportunity for you to engage your customers in meaningful discussions about their coverage. With Skykick, you can confidently seize this moment to boost revenue and foster trust through comprehensive backup and recovery. They're hosting a webinar with a global panel of partners on March 26th, all about World Backup Day and how to maximize the MSP opportunity. It's worth checking out. Visit skykick.com/MSP radio to download a free three-step guide and sign up for the webinar. Lots of AI to talk about today. Let's start with the broad industry-wide news. Microsoft has quietly upgraded the free version of Copilot to GPT-4 Turbo, offering advanced features and access to OpenAI's most advanced model for free. The upgrade improves the chatbot's ability to reason through logical questions, addressing previous issues with GPT-4 Turbo. The upgrade is significant as it allows users to experience the benefits of GPT-4 Turbo without a subscription. Apple is reportedly in talks to integrate Google Gemini into the next iPhone operating system, powering Siri and other AI features. The move comes as Apple has been absent from the AI conversation and aims to catch up with competitors like Google and OpenAI. While discussions are ongoing, Apple also plans to incorporate its own AI features into the operating system. The partnership with Google would build on their existing search partnership and give Google a significant advantage in the AI market. Apple's reported plan could face regulatory resistance due to concerns about monopolistic practices and competition in the search market. Speaking of Google, the company has introduced new AI-enabled features to enhance search results for health conditions. These features include the addition of images and diagrams from high-quality sources, as well as treatment insights. Google also plans to expand visual health condition results on mobile devices. Additionally, YouTube is being utilized to provide health education, organizations like Mass General Brigham dubbing videos on chronic conditions into Spanish. On healthcare, Microsoft is collaborating with NVIDIA to bring generative AI, cloud computing, and accelerated computing to healthcare and life sciences organizations. The collaboration aims to accelerate innovation, improve patient care, and enhance clinical research, drug discovery, and medical imaging-based diagnostic technology. The partnership will also accelerate genomics analysis and democratize AI for healthcare professionals through Azure AI. And on NVIDIA, the company has announced its new Blackwell chips, which are up to 30 times faster and use 25 times less power than their previous H100 chips. The Blackwell chips, named after mathematician David Harold Blackwell, offer significant performance upgrades with speeds of 20 petaflops and 208 billion transistors. Pricing for the Blackwell chips has not been discussed. YouTube is implementing a requirement for creators to label videos that contain AI-generated content, specifically realistic-looking synthetic content. This is part of YouTube's efforts to increase transparency and prevent user confusion or misinformation. Creators will need to disclose if their content includes altered footage, depicts a realistic-looking scene that didn't occur, or makes a real person say or do something they didn't do. Failure to comply may result in penalties such as content removal or suspension from the partner playground. Why do we care? NVIDIA gets all the headlines as hardware is hot again when it comes to AI, particularly due to the high costs associated with AI. Deal-making, as much as model capacity, will be a factor. Apple with Google could be a counter to OpenAI with Microsoft, Amazon with Anthropic. Ecosystems will be forming of collaboration, particularly due to that high cost of compute that I've already highlighted. and YouTube is going for the honor system. We'll see how long that lasts. Now, let's talk some use cases and specific industry technologies. BioAccelerate, a health data science division of Optima Partners Limited, has developed an AI tool called Peleograph. The tool can analyze complex medical data 100 times faster than existing models, helping identify genes, proteins, and cells contributing to disease. Peleograph, PLEIOGRAPH, has shown significant cost savings and reduced time to insight, making drug discovery faster and more efficient. InSilico Medicine claims to have created the first true AI drug that is being tested for its ability to cure a fatal lung condition in humans. The drug's development was aided by AI software that determined the target inside a cell to interact with and the drug's chemical structure. Several biotech companies have used AI in drug development, but no AI drugs have been approved yet. InSilico's drug candidate has progressed to phase 2 trials, but its true impact remains to be seen. Pfizer introduced Charlie, a generative AI platform focused on pharma marketing. Charlie aims to streamline content creation and enhance marketing strategies through centralized intelligence and collaboration tools. The platform offers automation, natural language processing, and predictive analytics to provide personalized insights. Unrivaled Group has launched a female-led, AI-driven intelligent branding organization focused on women's sports and business. Through a merger with Real Business and Fuse Solution, they will create brand-specific, AI-driven ecosystems to improve performance and consumer perceptions. The new software will also help industries with large supply chains increase participation from women-owned and diverse-owned businesses. Google DeepMind has developed an AI assistant called Tactic AI to suggest tactics for soccer set pieces. By analyzing a dataset of corner kicks taken by Liverpool FC players, Tactic AI uses predictive and generative AI models to provide recommendations on player positioning and potential outcomes. Experts who assessed Tactic AI's suggestions favored its strategies over existing tactics 90% of the time, indicating its potential usefulness for human coaches in real-life games. The method could also be applied to other sports and team-based games. Productive has launched Sidekick, an AI-powered chatbot designed to revolutionize SaaS management. Sidekick allows users to access critical insights and recommendations through natural language queries, streamlining workflows and saving time. Integrated with Productive's spend management platform, Sidekick can pull data on software application growth, analyze usage, and assist license renewals and negotiation. According to the Wall Street Journal, Jason Palmer, an underdog presidential candidate in American Samoa, utilized AI in his election campaign, using generative AI to communicate with voters via text and email and an avatar that answered questions in his voice and likeness. Despite conducting his entire campaign virtually, Palmer credits his use of AI as a meaningful factor in his 11-vote victory. The AI allowed for personalized engagement with voters and efficient outreach, benefiting his lean campaign with limited staff. Why do we care? As always, I love use cases that provide practical applications for you to consider for your customers. I don't expect you to use all of these, but knowing about just one might make the key difference. IT distribution giant Ingram Micro is reportedly working with Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley on an $8 billion IPO that could launch in April. This would not be their first attempt, as they previously filed for an IPO in 2022, but later passed on the opportunity. Ingram Micro went private in 2016 when China-based HNA Group acquired it before being acquired by Platinum Equity in 2021. The company has been making moves to better position itself for investors, including layoffs and facility closures. Why do we care? Not entirely sure. We do care. At that size and scale, most providers simply aren't going to be impacted. There's certainly confidence in Ingram Micro's market position and future growth prospects. The move is strategic, aiming to capitalize on the current market conditions favorable for technology and distribution companies. It does suggest favorable market conditions, which is good for the industry broadly. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit coreview.com/MSP and find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is International Day of Happiness. It's also National Ravioli Day. We'll admit, ravioli does make me happy. Do you have a question you want answered? We take those listener questions, send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I listen to listener questions each week and answer them on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. This week's will drop in your feed on Saturday. If you have a thought or a comment about a story, please post it in the comments if you're on YouTube. Reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.